Op Center, Mission of Honor. Created by Tom Clancy and Steve Pachenik. Written by Jeff Rovin. Read by Michael Kramer. Chapter 1. Maun, Botswana. Monday, 4:53 a.m. The sun rose swiftly over the flat, seemingly endless plain. The landmarks had changed in the decades since Prince Leon Saranga had first come here. Behind them, the Kwai River was not as deep as it had been. The grasses of the plain were shorter but more plentiful, covering familiar boulders and ravines. But the former army officer had no trouble recognizing the place or reconnecting with the transformations that had started here. One was his personal growth. The second was a result of that growth, the birth of a new nation. And the third? He hoped that his visit today would begin the greatest change yet. Walking into the new dawn, the 6'3" Saranga watched as the deep black sky seemed to catch fire. It started at a point and spilled all along the horizon, like liquid flame. Stars that had been so bright just moments before quickly dimmed and faded like the last of fireworks. Within seconds, the sharp crescent moon dimmed from sickle-edged brilliance to cloud-like. All around him, the sleeping earth became active. The wind began to move. High-flying hawks and tiny kinglets took flight. Fleas started to creep along Leon's army boots. Field mice dashed through the grasses to the north. "That is power," thought the lean, dreadlocked man. Simply by waking, by opening a blind eye, the sun caused heaven's other lights to flee and the earth itself to stir. The retired Democratic Army soldier wondered if Damballa felt a hint of that same prepotency when he woke each morning. It was still too early in his ministry, yet if a leader is a leader born...